The church grows stronger. Then followed a time of peace, and the church grew stronger. Numbers increased throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria. Peter went on a tour, and at Lydda in Judea, he healed Aeneas, a paralyzed man. He was then called urgently to Joppa, where a disciple named Tabitha had died. After praying by her bedside, Peter said, "Tabitha, arise." She at once sat up, and Peter gave her back to her friends. At Joppa, many came to believe in Jesus, and Peter stayed there for a while in the house of Simon the tanner. To the north, in the Roman garrison of Caesarea, there lived a centurion named Cornelius, a Gentile who worshipped God. In a vision, he was told to send for Peter, and Cornelius sent messengers to Joppa. The next day, Peter went up to the roof to pray, and he became hungry. While waiting for food, Peter had a vision. He saw a great sheet of sailcloth being lowered to the ground, and in it were all kinds of animals. A voice said, "Up, Peter, kill and eat." Now, the Jews believed that some animals were unclean, and Peter said, "No, Lord, I have never eaten anything unclean." Again, the voice came, "It is not for you to call profane what God counts clean." As Peter was puzzling about this, the messengers of Cornelius arrived. When he heard their message, he went with them to Caesarea and entered the house of Cornelius, where he found a large gathering. Then Peter understood and realized that God meant him to accept all Gentiles as followers of Jesus. Back in Jerusalem, Peter told the Jews what had happened, and they accepted this as a sign that God had no favorites and that the way to Jesus lay open to all.